Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I'm back with another review for you. And this time, it is for Princess Peach Showtime, which is the second Nintendo game that features the Peach as a playable character, and it's the only playable character in their solo adventure. Because the first game was called Super Princess Peach, and it was a platformer, and it had a couple problems, like the fact that you had to use your emotions to save the day, which honestly is a very bad representation because of how those emotions were implemented. And the fact that, well, she can't literally do anything else. So it's almost as if Goodfeel wanted to make an apology for that, even though they weren't responsible for the first game. But they know it exists, and they just want to make things right. Because in this game, instead you derive your powers from taking on character roles in a play at a theater in this island that we didn't know until now, because they always keep expanding the lore to show us things. Because within the core Mario games series, they don't really explore stuff like that. It's just, oh, here's a set of levels, and here's traditional Mario gameplay. Go save the pinches or something. And, yeah. So, Mario's not involved in this story at all. I'm guessing the only reason she went is because she was invited by the ruling authority figures of the people that were living on this island, as a method of diplomacy. That's my headcanon, because like the game doesn't even explain why they're there. Just that they're there doing that thing. But anyways, this evil witch lady decides, yeah, who's got a cadre of members called the Great Gang. The Sour Grape Gang. Anyways, I actually forget the name of the antagonist because she's so unpresent throughout the entirety of the game until you learn about who she is, and the game's nearly over at that point because you have to go through, four floors. The first three floors, and then the basement of the theater, and then you go do the final boss, and basically you go to each of these plays and you do like acts 1 through 3 of a certain role, and then you take on that role after a little bit of the first act, and then the second act is just more of that, and the third act is a much shorter version of that level, but slightly more challenging, and sometimes it's a boss fight, sometimes it's just you doing certain things. There's a little bit of QTE in the game, but it's nothing too fancy. You don't have to press multiple button combinations or you get a game over. It's just hit the A button at the right time, which I kind of wish the game would highlight. Like, whether or not you had to hit a button, the game just assumes you know it's the A button. And for a game aimed at young children, especially, obviously the top target demographic is young girls, because this is a way for them to get into gaming, because even though gaming's being seen as a mostly boys things, girls tend to not gravitate towards games when they're super feminine, because society usually reinforces this. But, anyways, the fact that it's intended for young children is just makes me wonder why they didn't try to make it a little bit more user-friendly. And that actually could extend to the lack of accessibility options in this game, like changing the controls, or because this game, like so many other Nintendo games, it almost seems like a corporate mandate at this point, and that they haven't bothered to re-evaluate, is that they force the jump button to be the B button, which is fine on its own. Actually, no. I'm thinking of other platforms and the button placement for that. But no, the jump button's the A button. And the action button is the B button, which, in my view, it makes more sense to make it the Y button than make the jump button the B button. But, that's a small tangent, but, anyways, combat's basically that, and, like, you could play as a sword fighter, or a kung fu master, where it's basically sword fighting, but you're doing kicks, and, instead of doing parries, or, well, the sword fighter doesn't do parries, it does evasion, but the kung fu master does parries in the form of kicks, just countering at their attack with your own, so you can block theirs. But, that stuff's fine and dandy, but, like, since you're exploring, basically a stage, while these plays are going on, you're basically playing a level as if you're doing a scene from the play. But, it's mostly a 2D background with, like, sure, it's 3D, and you can move in a 3D space, but, like, your axis is still pretty much going from left to right in most cases. And then there's Detective Peach, which has no combat at all, and it's about you just, like, guessing, like, basically investigating something, that hitting, holding the B button down to go, aha, kind of like Phoenix's right of objection, or there, that's a contradiction. It's kind of like that. But, if you get it wrong, though, you'll lose health, because there is a heart meter in the game, and the game does offer the ability to equip a badge that gives you 3 extra hearts that can't be refilled, but it's 3 extra hit points. And that's the only sole accessibility option. There's no colorblind mode. There's no full voice acting for the game. Everything's text only, so you have to be a certain skill level if you want to play the game, which, again, this is aimed for kids. Some kids might not be able to read as well, but, I mean, they did take care to make the text legible, but still seems like a design oversight to me to not do that. And I don't know why Nintendo has a problem with having their characters in the Mario series, or even Zelda. I mean, other than the most recent Zeldas, having any character other than Link have voice acting, but not have Link have voice acting. But, like, Mario especially, no, your characters aren't voiced. And you think this would change after the Super Mario Brothers movie, but this game's probably been in development since before that movie came out, which was only a year ago. So, that might be a reason, but, I think with new Super Mario Brothers Wonder, which I'll have a review up soon, things might be changing in that regard, and hopefully they push further with that. But, it's just another example of a good feel game, not just not understanding that there are certain things you need to do in your design elements that need to be better. But, moving on to the other more negative aspects of the game, I know it sounds like I'm being really critical now, but I think I need to get the bad stuff out of the way before I can say the good stuff. But, one thing that really bothered me about this game is, like, again, with the fact that the game's target audience is for children, it's like they think children like repetition, so we don't, so, and they have plenty of free time compared to adults, so why don't we make you replay an entire level if you screw up a section? Because there are these things called sparklers in this game, which act as, like, the shine sprites, and etc., that you'd normally find in a Mario game, which do get your progress somewhat. Thankfully, you don't need too many to get to the next floor, or to fight the boss, to get to the next floor, rather, is what I should say. But you do need, like, a minimum of 30. So you need at least, let's see. There are 4 floors, and 3 of those floors are the floors that only have bosses in them that you need them for. So you need at least, 90, out of the whatever you get in the game, which is more than enough. Because, like, there'll be times on a level where you're expected to perform a little bit more than you otherwise would, because the game just gives you some of those stars because they're a part of the getting through the level, but there are some which are hidden. And if you don't get them because you screwed up a section, you can't just redo it unless you want to kill your character off and then start from that checkpoint, because the game does have checkpoints. The problem is the game won't let you restart from checkpoints. Furthermore, there's no way to advance dialogue in cutscenes, because most of the cutscenes are text-based. But the fact that you can't skip those is annoying, which is even made more annoying because other cutscenes, which are usually the ones where movies play, can be skipped. So it's inconsistent in that regard, and it kind of drives me up the wall, because I don't... It makes me not want 100% the game and find all the things, because I'd have to replay an entire level over again. I don't have time for that, and I don't think... I think even children have enough sense to be angry at that design element being so outdated. But, Goodfield put out another game that which hasn't yet been localized, but it's basically been shortened. I can't remember the full title because it hasn't been translated into English yet, but Memeta no Bakuru, which is basically the Goemon spiritual successor, and which is interesting because the lead for some of the earlier Goemon title, or the Goemon 64, Mystical Ninja Star and Goemon, for those who are familiar with the US and UK releases, or European releases, they worked on this game too. So, I know I've got a lot to say about this game, because there's so much more compared to the previous review, but to wrap this up, basically, those are flaws in the game that I wish they had addressed, and the game's performance also being at 30 FPS is kind of weird, because I think it's just lack of optimization there, because the game I just mentioned, Memeta no Bakuru, plays at 60 for most of the time, and that's a Switch exclusive, and I feel like maybe the budget that they had for this game wasn't as big, because they spent most of their money on that game, despite the fact that it went through a Kickstarter, but I think they only did the Kickstarter to see whether or not there was interest in the game, and obviously it was met, but it was a Kickstarter for a Japanese release. Actually, I'm not entirely sure it was a Kickstarter. It might have been some other crowdfunding source. But, the fact that Goodfield self-published it probably is another reason. But, like, you think with it not being self-published, Nintendo would have given them more money, but whatever. I'm talking about the Showtime at this point, in case you had trouble keeping up, because some people are like that, so I'm trying to be conscious of that. But anyways, despite the lack of accessibility options and quality of life features that aren't present, but maybe they could be put in later as a part of the patch, as well as fixing the performance issues. I mean, the game being 30 FPS isn't a problem, but it is kind of disappointing that it isn't 60. But I feel like it should be better, and maybe it can be. But it's still a lot of fun at the end of the day, and really cute, and also, I think all the roles that you get to play as are interesting, but even though it could have been more interesting to have you have levels where you switch between different roles to accomplish a goal or something would have been interesting, but it's fine enough as it is. But those flaws do hold the game back a bit, which is why I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. But, if you're a fan of the Mario series and you've been craving for a game where you play as Peach again, but is completely the dogpile that Super Princess Peach was. You should give Princess Peach Showtime a chick. But maybe not buy it at $60. Because it's definitely not worth that price. So wait for a sale. But with that, that's all I have for you guys today. So see you guys later. Bye-bye.